Yo, what's going on, people? Y'all listening to another episode of Untold Prison Stories with Suave Gonzalez and 7 a.m. Today, we're going to speak about a very special topic. We're going to talk the story of this guy named Chocolate Boy. Chocolate Boy went to prison at the age of 21 for killing his dad because his dad was molesting his sister. Kill his dad, he ended up going to prison for life. He left a wife and two kids behind. One of them was just 3 months old. So Chocolate Boy get to prison, and he just forgot about everybody in the free world. He told his wife, don't come see him. He don't want to see his kids. He's just languishing the prison, becoming one of the worst notorious booty bandits in the prison system. He hated child molesters with a passion. Anybody that came to the prison that had a child molestation charge had to see Chocolate Boy at some point. In all fairness, Chocolate Boy is a product of the system. And before I get into the story, I just want to say, for those that don't understand what a booty bandit is, a booty bandit is someone that go around taking other men's manhood. Chocolate Boy only did this to child molesters. That was his stand. Humiliate child molesters, give them the same treatment they give their victims. Do it make them better? Probably not. Who are we to judge them? You know. So, fast forward 41 years later, the Chocolate Boy been in the system. You know, he's been in solitary confinement for almost 20 years. And everybody know in solitary confinement that if you go to the hole, what they call the hole, nobody wanted to be Chocolate Boy's cellmate. The guards, the prison guards, that we pay with our tax dollars. Every time a child molester came to the prison system, especially at Gratis Fall, they will put that child molester on purpose in the hole, in the cell with Chocolate Boy. Now, the guards knew what was going to happen, but they didn't care. To them, it was fun. It was fun. To Chocolate Boy, it was like a birthday gift because he ain't had to do nothing for it. All he had to do was wait. And in the prison system, child molesters come in every day. The guards would come to the cell, greet him, throw a pack of cigarette under his door. He already knew what that meant. There was no conversation needed. But this particular day, a young man, you know, I say young because he was younger than Chocolate Boy. Like maybe 40 years old, 41 years old. You know, for the sake of the guy that's still alive, the victim, he's still in prison, I'ma just call him Chuck. So Chuck decided that, you know, he was going to date this former correctional officer. they started dating out in the street. One thing led to another. The relationship didn't work. So she decided to accuse Chuck of molesting her kids. No evidence, no sign of molestation. It was just her word and her little daughter's word saying that Chuck touched her in her private part. Chuck go to trial, get found guilty, and is given a 6 to 12 years sentence in state prison. He ended up in Gratisville prison, and immediately the guards in the receiving room recognized the name, because the former guards still had connections to that prison. So they was waiting for Chuck. They was waiting for him. They changed him, took him straight to J Block, which was solitary confinement. When he get down there, he get put in the cell with none other than Chocolate Boy. Chocolate Boy just looked at him, licked his lips, and lay in his bunk. You know, there was no rush. Can't get out the cell. He already knew that if they put him in the cell, that meant that they wanted him to do something to him. And by doing something, I don't mean just punching him or beating him up. We mean taking his manhood. That day, Chocolate Boy decided that he was going to take it extra. He was going to show the guards that he is who he say he is. And that no matter what they did to him, no matter how they put him in the hole, how long they kept him in the hole, he could get to his victims if he really want, because he had the help of the DOC. There's no doubt about that. So he waited for the guards to come around for count. The 9 o'clock count, which is basically, you know, the count before the guards get to get their little rest, an hour before they get to go home. Count time come around. Chocolate Boy get up from his bunk bed and his boxes, private parts swinging all over, and he told Chuck to get up. Chuck was just looking at him lost, didn't know what to do. It's his first time in prison, bitching up, I don't want no trouble old head. I don't want no trouble without saying a word. Chocolate Boy started putting bars of soap in a pillowcase, tied him up into a knot, and began swinging at Chuck. When I mean swinging, every blow they landed on Chuck busted his skin open. He beat Chuck beyond recognition. I mean, beat him until all his teeth was out his mouth and both of his eyes was closed. After that, he has taken a floor brush that he had in his cell, small floor brush, wooden floor brush, and just shoved it all the way in and Chuck Anus. He took his legs, put him on top of the bunk bed while Chuck was laying on the floor unconscious, and broke both of his kneecaps. I mean, he repeatedly beat Chuck for about 4 hours before the guards came around for count again. Soon as the guards came around, they knew they had a problem. They knew they had a mess in their hand. They called White Shirt. White Shirt came over, winked at Chuck, ordered the guards to open the door, remove Chuck from the cell, and throw him in another cell. The guards did as ordered. Chuck was thrown in another cell until the morning shift came around and discovered him. The morning shift took him to the hospital. Chuck was in bad condition. They didn't know if he was going to make it. Again, they wrote it down as Chuck tried to commit suicide on his own. That's how it went down. You know, Chocolate Boy was just happy he had another prey, another victim in his hand. I remember being two cells away and just hearing the beating and hearing Chuck cry for help, and nobody, none of the guards would come help him. A week passed by, everything was forgotten about. You know, I heard the guards coming down the block. They stopped right in front of Chuck's cell. And they looked in. And Chuck was in bad condition. Because what they do in the hospital, when you go to the hospital, if you ain't dead, they bring you back to the cell block and put you in the same cell. Chuck couldn't speak. Chuck couldn't eat. Chuck Anus was stitched up. I mean, this guy was in bad shape. But this is what happens to child molesters in prison. You know, after a while, the whole scene was forgotten about, because that's how it is in the prison system. But like 2 weeks later, they called Chocolate Boy for a visit. You could hear the guards telling him, get ready, you got a visit. You in solitary confinement, there's no contact visits, and the visits are right on the block in the dog cage. So Chocolate Boy was arguing with the guards, like, you had come to visit me, I don't have nobody on my visiting list. I haven't had a visit in 30 years. You know, he gets on his visit, and when he gets to the visit, he see his ex-wife, the mother of his two kids. I mean, he began crying. Couldn't contain the tears. This is the woman he left 42 years ago. Now she's back to visit him. He put his hand on the glass. No contact visits. They get to talk. And she breaks the news to Chocolate Boy that his son was falsely accused of child molestation and is in prison, to make sure that he look out for him. just began crying. He just couldn't believe that his own son has become everything he hates. But that's his blood. He's going to look out for his son. He don't even know what his son looked like. Last time I saw him, his son was 3 months. So his wife tell him, you know, make sure you look out for him. Here's his name. Chocolate boy said, you know, I'm going to look out for my son when he get hit. Visit is over. He gets strip searched. You know, he's sad and he's happy at the same time because he saw for the first time in 40 something years, he saw his ex-wife, the mother of his kids. And he could potentially be seeing his son come through. He was happy for that. So once he gets strip searched, he's being escorted. His cell, and for a moment he stopped in front of Chuck's cell and looked at the door tag and saw the name. He began crying. To the point where the guard was wondering, why is this tough guy crying? This is one of the toughest men I've seen, but he's crying. What's going on? Chocolate boy get back to his cell. And realize that the man he brutally beat the night couple of nights ago was the son he left behind when he got incarcerated. True story, people. Can't make this up. And the lesson in this is, if you're in the street game, make sure that you know your kids and that your kids know who you are. Because what happened with Chocolate Boys can happen to anyone. And this is not the way a father who want to meet his son, or a son want to meet his father. And you just listen to another episode of On Toast Stories, Prison Stories with Suave Gonzalez and 7 a.m. Until next time.